listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Supercoach Workshop. Have a killer case study. Today, we have the legendary vegan trainer, Tay Sweat, on the line. And he has some massive wins as of late. Took his business from $5,000 to $15,000 a month online, Team No Pants. He's in the process of publishing his book called The White Rabbit. And he is what I call the king of infotainment. We were just hanging out last weekend at my seminar where he was adding a lot of value to the audience, answering questions, and really sharing his major vision. Tay, thanks for being on the line, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off with the moniker, the vegan trainer. Where'd that come from in the first place?
Well, when I went vegan, I've been vegan almost 8 years now. And when I first went vegan, it was pretty much no one around me doing it. Yeah, and not to mention, nobody was really working out with it either. So if you were vegan when I went vegan, normally you were just kind of like this hippie type of guy, you know, skinny, didn't really do much. So I wanted to bring fitness and veganism together. And hey, you can have muscle, you can be jacked, you can be ripped, and still, you know, live a plant-based lifestyle. So I decided to basically coin myself as the vegan trainer. And it just, it's history from there.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's go back to the beginning, because the purpose of this conversation is a transition into Team No Pants, meaning of a fully online business. So how was your life before you went fully online?
Oh man, where should I start? From the 40 plus hour a week. and not just that, still answering calls and trying to be a family man, because I love my family as far as, I don't have any kids, but spending time with my mom, my parents, you know, my grandparents, my brothers. I didn't have the time. I was a slave to my business. And if I took a vacation and spent family time, oh, I wasn't making any money. So I was spending money and not making money. And that was just horrible for me. So I was terrified. So I never really went on vacation so I wouldn't lose money. And I don't know, man. I just felt like I was going down a hole that I couldn't climb out of.
Mm-hmm. Got it. A hole they couldn't climb out of. Of course, we've all been there, trading hours for dollars, training sessions back to back to back, and it just burns you out because obviously you're limited with your time. You can't travel, can't go anywhere. So let's talk about the transition. You know, how did you start building the online business where that started getting traction?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. My clientele at the time, my in-person clientele, they were very high profile. And as I was training a lot of these people, I realized how leveraged their businesses were, how, you know, how much money they were making, but how weak they were. And I compared myself to these high profile people. And I'm thinking, if they can do it, there's something I should be able to do, because they can't stick to a diet. They can't stick to a regimen. They're very, I don't know. They were just so much weaker to me. And I felt like if I could be this strong, if I could be vegan, if I could fast and work 40 hours a week, I should be able to leverage my business the way they do and make the type of money that they were making. And I just started searching, man, and, you know, I found you. And believe it or not, let me say this. I found a guy before you who was awesome. Won't name his name, but he was an awesome guy, but it wasn't what I needed. I needed a fully online space or help with fully online. So I started doing social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and I just took the Grant Cardone approach, and I just wanted to make sure you saw my face every time you opened your app. And I just post, you know, 5-6 times a day, and people, you know, some people didn't like it, some people unfollowed me, but that was the attention that I wanted. Whether it was good or bad, you were going to see me. And that helped me to create this space where I was an influencer, you know, in the vegan space and the fitness space, and it just took off from there.
Love that, love that. And, you know, at my weekend seminar, you shared you hit a nice peak income of $15,000 per month online. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's a big accomplishment for a lot of people. That's like the dream come true, the goal, right? Mm-hmm. So if someone's just starting out, let's just say they're starting out their online business, or maybe they're not getting the traction that they want, what advice do you have for them to be able to build an online income that could replace what they're doing in person?
Absolutely. That's a great question, by the way. My number one thing is to become an online personality. And the reason why I say that is because people don't care about what you know. They don't care about everything you've been through with other clients. They want to know what you do, and they want to know, should they be doing what you do?
Mm.
So from my experience, people pay for you, not your program. You know,
yes.
They're not really coming in for, you know, HIIT cardio or, you know, bodybuilding. They're coming in for the vegan trainer Tay, because they want to eat like me. They want to work out the way I work out. They want to fast because I do a lot of fasting. They're buying into my personality and who I am, because they feel like if they follow what I do, that they could possibly be a part of what I am.
Mm.
So you definitely have to, that's my suggestion, just build up that personality online by doing videos and, you know, live stream. That's huge. Even here recently, I have 76,000 followers on Instagram. And even with going in and saying, hey, I'm going to do a live stream every day, I've started growing even faster.
Wow.
So it really works, just getting on video, I've noticed. So if you can get on video, I promise you, you'll get a little traction that you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So I would love you to also elaborate on that. How did you get 76,000 Instagram followers?
So I started off with 2,000. I was at a point where I was doing the like for like, or follow for follow, if that's what it's called. And it was so slow, it was mundane, and I couldn't do it. So at one point in time, there was a, I can't remember, I think it was called Crowdfire. There was an app, and they don't have it anymore, so I'm sorry. There was an app where you can go and mass follow people and then mass unfollow them so they would follow you back. So I built my first 20,000 by just doing that. Every hour I would go in and just, I worked at it. Mm. And then from those 20,000, I just spread love, lots of video, content. And it doubled from shares, from, you know, other things like that. And it just started growing. And I'll admit, I did a few sponsored posts via, you know, Facebook ads, things like that, to kind of get a little more traction. But from there, after 45,000, it just kind of grew on its own. I really don't pay for anything else now, outside of, you know, Facebook ads for the business. But I don't pay for anything. It just kind of grows organically.
That's amazing. That's really powerful. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, some people feel like it was an overnight thing, where like you got 50,000 followers overnight, you became famous. But thank you for sharing. You started off, you know, 1,000 followers, 2,000 followers, mm-hmm. 5,000, and just started growing. But obviously, you saw a formula that worked, and that's a lot of posting, a lot of content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it took years. If I had to say from 2,000 to 76,000, I'd say it took 6 years. It took a while of constant posting. I never slipped off. I never took a vacation. I don't take weekends off. I post every day, at least 2 to 3 times a day, every day for 6 years. And you can go and see, you know, I have 1,500 posts on Instagram, YouTube. I have over almost 300 videos on YouTube. So I really push it out.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And one thing I want to touch upon, because you said it so brilliantly, people don't buy coaching, they buy coaches, they buy you, your personality, but also what makes you unique. And the greatest insight, just based on this short conversation, is for people to know that you are very niched. You are the vegan trainer. So if you wanted to go very wide in general, Tay being the weight loss expert, he has a very saturated field, especially on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I highly doubt you would get to 70,000 followers building such consistency and a foundation if he wasn't so niche. So as people understanding, like, you got to really focus on a very small segment of the market and position yourself as a go-to expert in that space. And there's also a lot of other ways that Tate positions himself. And he's very big on personality marketing, sharing his points of view, whether they be controversial or not. Also his relationship, his family, his goals. And I want you to touch upon the power of infotainment, because you were one of the best at it. And I get so entertained watching your videos and reading your posts. And please share how that has really helped grow your following.
Oh, man, I appreciate the love. honestly, you know, the infotainment aspect of it has always been something that appeals to me, because I was a very troublesome high school / you know, middle schooler. I didn't pay attention, because to me, teaching is boring. If anybody just teaches a subject, it's very boring. And people already don't like school. Most people have gone through 12 to, you know, 16 years of schooling. They don't want any more lectures. They don't want any more long-born, you know, topics. They want, you know, entertainment. And what we do is infotainment by, you know, throwing in a lot of laughter or anything that you can do that entertains someone, but also making it very associated with your point. Whatever point you're trying to get across, that's what you make funny, okay? And you can joke about people doing it. I actually use a lot of my motivation comes from people who, or my inspiration comes from people who message me. I get messages from people, hey, where do you get your protein? And then I'll simply make a funny video about me going and getting protein from the same places that cows get their protein. So I may talk about going to eat grass, or I may talk about, you know, doing something just totally far-fetched, you know. And that in itself will teach people, hey, you can get your protein exactly where the cow got its protein, or, you know, things like that. And that's just a small sample of what I would do. But yeah, there's many ways of doing infotainment, and I found it to be the best form of marketing. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Dan Kennedy that said, make them laugh and take their money.
Yes. Great book, great concept, 100%. And that's something that, you know, I've seen in my own marketing. It became a lot more effective once I started telling stories and taking people on an emotional roller coaster, making them cry, making them laugh, making them look at their life in a different point of view. And, you know, about a month ago, I did my first night of stand-up comedy, not to be a professional comedian, but to be funnier in my speaking, in my videos, when I'm having conversations with people. And at my last seminar, Tay was there, and he was witnessing. Matthew was there as well. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, man, this is like the funniest you've been at a seminar, you know, because I'm like, if I'm going to be here for 2 days, might as well have fun, right? Same thing about life. We're not going to get out of life being alive, so might as well have fun and enjoy the ride. So it makes you happier, makes your marketing more fun, and at the same time, you stand out from the competition, who are a bunch of basic bitches with same old facts, same old tips. Anyone can go on Google and find those things, but it's a personality that adds to the mix. So, great question. Since you are the king of infotainment, let's say if a person wants to break out of the vanilla type of marketing and become more extraordinary, be like Orange Sherbert and shake people's worlds up, what advice do you have for them to start developing infotainment?
Simply see what your following, even if you have 50 people, see what your following wants to talk about or wants you to talk about. Because first of all, they follow you because they want something from you, obviously. Whether it's a good picture, whether it's, you know, to know what you're doing on your lifestyle, take a poll, because Facebook has polling now. So you can take a question and you can say, hey, A, B, or C, you know, what would you like to hear today? How to gain muscle, how to lose fat, how to, I don't know, how to drink more water. And you can simply take the poll and say, hey, 50% people said, you know, I want to do A, 20% people said I want to do B, and the rest wants to do C. You're going to take 50%. Because most of your following wants to hear about that. Take that and then simply just make fun out of it. And let's just say if it's weight loss, what I do is I mock some of the reasons why people don't lose weight. Okay. And you saw that I've done this with a Burger King commercial. Okay. Or the Burger King skit that I did. And I just talk about how people go through fast food restaurants and they have these talks with themselves about, oh, I should eat this. Oh, I shouldn't eat this. And you want to make fun of, I think Kevin Hart said this. He said, laugh at my pain. And that's kind of what you want to do. You want to laugh at the pain because it hurts. But the best way to get over it is to just laugh it out. Because it's only going to get worse if you continue to sit in it and soak in it. So just laugh at it.
Love that. Love that. Great point. Laugh at my pain. And Kevin Hart obviously is, you know, one of the biggest stars in the world and comedy and movies and just a, you know, charismatic person, especially on this social media. And he is the king of self-deprecating humor, which most people love to see because, you know, there's egotistical humor and then there's self-deprecating humor. So it's like these challenges and difficulties that you went through, when you share them and you make people laugh, it connects you very deeply with them. And I think the best stories are to tell stories of your own struggles with your nutrition, with your workouts, with your mindset, even if you were depressed or you are very, you know, insecure with yourself. Share that because that'll make people closer to you as opposed to saying how disciplined you are, or how hard you work, or you get up at 5 a.m. every morning and, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
All the way, you know? And one great exercise you remind me of, because you were like asking people what they want from you. And I urge everyone to do this, even if you've not done this in a very long time, is you just want to make a simple post on Facebook with this sentence. What is one word you would use to describe me? Mm-hmm. And that will allow people to write down all of the different ways that they see you. And you'll get a ton of responses, ton of insights. And your objective is to kind of look for the clues. If it's inspiration, if it's someone who they could trust, someone who's like a role model, you know, ideal mother, ideal father, like whatever the case is, but that's how people see you. And the way that people see you is what you want to portray more of, and also what they want more of from you. So glad you touched upon that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to change gears now, Tay. So I would love for you to share just like very recently over the past few months, like what have been your biggest wins?
So I'd say probably 2 months ago, I think, yeah, that was the month. So September, because we're in November now. So September, I literally took a backseat. I've been traveling. As you see, I'm actually in Florida right now. I live in Nashville.
Yes.
And for the last 3 months, I've been traveling my ass off. I have been Puerto Rico, New York, D.C., California, L.A. Now I'm down on 38th, Florida. And the biggest win, what I'm getting at here, is that I've been able to do this while also making probably the most I've ever made in a month.
Wow.
September, I cleared right over 15K. And that was amazing. Just the feeling of being on the road. All I needed was a laptop, maybe some earbuds, and some good water. And, you know, I've been able to make it happen. It's probably the most leveraged I've ever been, you know, as far as time. I wake up, you know, once a morning or every morning I wake up for about an hour. I make sure I check everything, do a few sales calls maybe, and the rest of the time is mine. So to make 15K a month and work half the time or a little bit less than half the time that I was working previously is amazing.
That's amazing. That's a huge win, you know, traveling and making more money while you travel. That is probably the biggest win for a lot of people in terms of having freedom and developing a lifestyle business that you can see the world and not lose money by doing that. Because obviously in the old model, and I had a, you know, training business, when I would go away for a week, that's like thousands of dollars that I would lose. Even certain clients, like, you know, if you see you traveling a lot, they're going to find another trainer. So you would lose it for life, where now you don't have to rely on that element. You have a business that you could just work from your phone, your laptop, and Wi-Fi. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's tremendous. And I would love for you to share your big vision, you know, your big vision, because I know you're working on a book called The White Rabbit. So let's talk about that. And let's see what you have planned in the long term.
So, yes, the book is called The Wild Rabbit Diet. And, well, I want to start this veganism version of almost, I guess you can say it's like the bulletproof diet type thing, you know, the approach, but with veganism. And that the book is going to be based on vegan diets for people who want to lose weight, people who want to gain muscle. And we're going to talk about certain things that only vegans go through. So the book is going to touch on that, but I also want to transform that into a bulletproof almost type business. So I'm going to come out with certain foods that we can eat on a veganism that have protein and have that taste good, because it's pretty hard to find good tasting protein-based foods on the vegan side. But also just using that book to leverage myself as what I believe I am is, you know, an influencer, authority in this movement. So the book, I feel, will take me to the next level. I plan on coming out with, because right now I'm all high ticket, but I do plan on coming out with almost introductory programs to get people familiar with what, you know, you can expect from an actual higher ticket item. And honestly, man, I've done the math, and I don't think it's I don't think anything's stopping me from making 150K a month. So that's my goal.
Yes. Cheers to that. And when you make your first $150,000 in 30 days, what are you going to buy yourself as a gift?
Ah, that's a good question. See, I struggle with that, but I honestly would say I have my eye on a 2018 Lexus LC500. It would be my first $100,000 car that I would buy. So,
beautiful car, great choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And yeah, I want to ask like some rapid fire questions. Of course, like the book is very polarizing because it's not for everyone. You have your ideal client in mind. So obviously your main superpower is to bring veganism to the masses. So in your business model, who do you want to be a hero to?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say I would like to be a hero to anyone who's struggling with their health. And when I say health, I mean diabetes, cancer, any health issue. I want to be a hero to those people because based on what I've been taught, based on what I teach, veganism has been very good for reversing certain, you know, issues like diabetes and cancer and other things. So I would like to show people that this is something that you can do. Sustainable, it's something that will be much, much better for your health, and you can look good while doing it.
Love that. That's solid. And I'm curious if you get like any type of hatred or, you know, polarizing stuff with people that are against veganism, because it is a polarizing topic, and especially on social media when you're putting out so much videos and content.
Oh yeah, I get a lot of crazy comments, you know, racial slurs. I get that a lot. I actually look for that. I want it. I actually want more haters. I want more people because that lets me know, one, I'm reaching a bigger audience. Two, I'm starting to touch people in a way that makes them uncomfortable, because my philosophy is if I have your emotions, good or bad, I got you listening to me.
Yes.
So, yeah, I get a lot of hate. Especially because veganism has a bad name. Most vegans are very irrational, and they're very judgy, I'll say. So that's also one of my goals is to come out and say, hey, there are cool vegans here. If you go to my Instagram, the number one thing I have on there is I make veganism look cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm You're right. No, because there are a lot of extremes, you know, extreme vegans where they're like to the point where they're, you know, anti people with animals and like, you know, it's like they get pretty crazy with it, but it's distracting from the main purpose of veganism in the first place. And, you know, it can get very political. So I could see how that occurs? Because it's also like a two-sided question. If someone wants to take your route and start posting more, putting out more videos, especially when they're experimenting with infotainment, you're going to get comments of people getting upset. Because when they see you confident and speaking your mind and being opinionated, that's what draws out the trolls. So if people mm-hmm. are taking a route to be like you and post more content, they're going to get more haters. So I'm glad that you mm-hmm. said that you actually look forward to them, because it's a sign that you're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And honestly, man, it's to the point now where I tell anybody that's online, look for the haters.
Mm.
And don't run from them. Address them. Okay, talk to them. Because a lot of times I've been able to turn a hater into a customer. So talk to the hater. Ask them what's going on. What's wrong? Are you cranky because you can't get a certain goal accomplished? Talk to me. And usually once I get that out of them, they'll usually buy something from me.
Yes. Yes. That's great. I'm going to ask a rapid fire question. Let's say the IRS sends you a letter and they say, you know, Tay, we need you to pay us $10,000 in the next 30 days. And let's say right now you have all of your liquid cash and investments already locked up. You don't have $10,000 to give them liquid. But based on your social media following, your email list, and the current assets you have, if you had the IRS coming to get you for $10,000 in 30 days, how would you generate that?
Oh, that's a great question. I take two routes. So one, I definitely bang out Instagram. That's where my biggest following is. And I just create a post that says, hey, what is your biggest struggle in veganism? And for everybody who commented on that post, I would simply go in and message them.
Wow. Okay,
all day. Anywhere from asking questions about, you know, how can we get you to where you need to be, all the way over to sending out my webinar to some of those people and having the webinar do some of the sales, contacting them back after, you know, a couple hours or a day. And then two, of course, I have an email list of maybe, I think it's up to 2,000 people now, which is not as big as I want it to be. But I just, I'd also maybe discount my 30-day program by, you know, $20 or something. Nothing crazy, because I feel like I'm worth, you know, what I'm worth.
Yeah.
And I discount it by $20, and I'd send out a huge email. You call it the 4-day cash machine. And I'd get it going. I'd bang it out and make sure, you know, if you can get, 2,000 people, you get 100 people to pay $100. Okay, you're looking good. So that's pretty much what I would do.
Love that. Love that. Brought about a lot of great points. And number one is having a webinar, because that will do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, especially from a cold audience who doesn't quite know what you do, what you offer. You send the webinar and it's pre-selling you, and you don't have to spend time on the phone or convincing them through video. That does a job. So that's phenomenal. You have a webinar in place. It's a foundation of my business, your business, centerpiece of it. Number two, email marketing, a 4-day cash machine. Great promotion. If you need money in 1 week, generates cash flow. It's like you print money on demand with a 4-day cash machine. And we have a special version of that in the members portal. So you just copy and paste the emails, post it on social media, post it on your email list, and that'll get people to go from followers to actual buyers. And in a drastic time where you need to make money very quickly, it is a key strategy. I do a 4-day cash machine every few months, and that just generates money from all the lurkers who are just on my email list, but they're not buying anything. And once a buyer pays you, it's a whole different type of experience, because they're going to buy more stuff from you. You know, like I have seminars and retreats and online products, and I find the people that invest, they invest in multiple different areas. And that's the difference between a person who, even if they give you $10 for something, they're going to be a much better customer than the person who just consumes all your content for free. Right. So let's talk about the big, 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 big end results. So it's a very deep question, but who does Tay want to be remembered for? Long term, you're at the end of your career. What legacy do you want to leave?
Oh, man. Good question. I have a few, but I'd say the biggest one is I want to be remembered. This is going to sound real radical. I want to be remembered as almost like the Jesus of veganism. Like, he converted so many people. He made it look so good. He made it feel so good, so welcoming, and he saved my life. You know, he changed my life. I want to be the Jesus of veganism, to where I reach thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, they can go out, and when you say my name or you mention my face, this is the reason I grew my hair out. When you mention the big black man that's vegan, you know who they're talking about. There's only one guy. So that's really my overall goal, is to just be so big that I can help so many people.
That's powerful. And two-part question. So who do you have to be right now in order for that vision to come to life?
Amazing. I feel like the person I need to be is sticking with it. And I'm not religious at all, but the Jesus thing is easy to get across. I have to be almost Jesus-like inside of veganism. And what that means is I have to eat what people think you can eat. I have to make it look good. It's not just grass and, you know, hay. I have to show that, hey, this is how it's done. I have to eat or work out. I have to play the part. I have to look good, because people only want to do something that looks appealing. Mm. So I have to be that. I have to look the part. I have to act the part. And I have to stay in your face. I have to be here. So more marketing, of course, growing my following, my social media following, my email list, and then just having a well-rounded system of putting out books, more content, putting out more, just more anything that'll help you or help me to reach you.
Love that. Love that. So just performing and publishing, and being the best version of yourself possible, living by example, and just serving and serving and serving, so people look at you as a person to take them to the promised land.
Right.
So one last final question, and it is this. So right now we're all watching Tay in his glory, confident. He's got a vision at his best month ever, writing a book. He's killing the game. So let's say if I'm in a place where I'm lacking confidence. I had a bad month of business and I'm doubting myself. And, you know, I've not been producing videos and content, not been making sales, and I'm kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. So how can I get on your level to develop that momentum if I'm in a place where I'm not really moving forward? I'm kind of stuck in my business.
Honestly, man, something that I take from you and some of the other greats that I know that do the same thing, is writing down your goals every day. And it could be a goal of, you know, what to do next week, next month, next year, whatever your goals are, what you want to be, what you want to do. That is what I simply write them down. And I think by writing them down every day, it's a great reminder of get off your ass. All right. It's time to go work. It's time to go get shit done. So writing these goals down has dramatically helped me.
Love that. Love that. Yeah, I totally agree. Writing your goals down. And the biggest thing is you reconnect with your why, because mm-hmm. you have a mission that is bigger than you. And the way that you talk about your vision, your business, and who you want to be remembered for, man, that's just like, it fires me up. I mean, it makes me realize I'm playing small, you know? So mm-hmm. when you go back to that, it's like this emotional fire that, yeah, you're going to be tired, you're going to lack confidence, but you got to help a lot of people. And getting back to that deep why is such a powerful mover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So people listening, man, I love Tay. How can I check out his stuff? What's his website? What's his social media pages? How can people find out more about what you do?
Amazing. Instagram, simply I am the vegan trainer. YouTube, you can just Google or YouTube search the vegan trainer. I'm slowly getting up there, so YouTube is slowly coming along. And then Facebook, of course, is just Tay Sweat on Facebook. And then my website is iamthevegantrainer.com.
Got it. I'm going to put those for everyone to check out your stuff, because most importantly, I want them to see your infotainment. Mm-hmm. And that's also holding you accountable to create more infotainment type content, because
that's right. The
audience is going to grow. Soon you're going to be at 100,000 Instagram followers. So that's a huge accomplishment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the goal. Actually, the goal was to do it by the end of this year. So I'm live streaming every day on Instagram to make that come about. So I think I can get there still. We got almost 2 months. So we got about 2 months left. So I think I can do it.
Awesome, man. Yeah, we're going to help push you to get there as well. And I appreciate the whole live streaming on Instagram tip, because I do a lot of live streaming on Facebook, but not on Instagram. And I can see how that could just grow your Instagram following, because your audience, you know, on Instagram, many times it's one-sided. They'll read your story, or they'll check out your story, or they'll read your post. But then when you live, you actually get to interact with them. And on Facebook, my following grew because I was interacting with more and more people.
And I'll tell you something that I'm looking into doing. My girl thinks she's against it. My fiance, she's against it. But I think it's very productive if you just get another device. If you have an iPad and an iPhone, or if you just go buy a new iPhone. Most people watching this will probably they can make decent money to buy a new iPhone and set up. They have different tripods that you can set up both phones, and you can live stream Facebook and Instagram together.
Oh, my friend, he has a huge a YouTube following, almost 1 million followers, and everywhere he goes, he has two phones. So that's a genius idea. It's a great investment for another phone. And when he does his Facebook Live, he does Instagram Live, YouTube Live. One live video captures all the content all at once. I see. Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. I saw Ty Lopez too. He was going to kind of like behind the scenes. And he's up there with he had this tripod of all these different phones for all the different social medias that were like transmitting the one video. So
great. Absolutely.
Great. Appreciate that, Tay. Thank you so much for the insights that you shared today. I'm like fired up because I got to figure out why, but also I got an action plan I got to take action on.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.